Well, the final countdown again. We're just a few days away from what hopefully will be a Good Friday. Fantasy Spring Resort is the venue for your next outing, your 10th outing. Your opponent this time round, Dante Moore, tell us a little bit about him. What do you know about him?
I know he had a pretty good amateur background here in America, so he did. I think he was a national junior champion and everything like that. He's bringing a good record to the table, so he is. I watched a small video of him fighting, and he's a talented fighter, so he is, you know, so it's a good step up for me. It's a good step up in opponent, and it's a good step up in rounds as well, as it's going to be my first 8-round fight, so, you know, really exciting, really looking forward to it. It's getting exciting now, so it is.
Yeah, looking at his record, I think he's had 12 fights, 9 wins, 4 knockouts, a couple of draws as well. How different is it preparing to this fight compared with the last one?
To be honest, Chris, it's the exact same as every other one, because, you know, I get in there and I prepare myself to 110% to the best I can possibly be and make it as hard as possible for my opponent. Now that I do get a bit of video and a bit of tape on the fighters that I'm fighting, because I'm stepping up in class, that I get to see them, I get to watch them, I get to have an idea of them. You know, it's great, because every time I'm in the gym now, every time I'm shadow boxing, I'm picturing this guy right in front of me, what he's doing and everything like that, you know, and it's great to have that, you know. So preparation has been the exact same as always, preparing to 110% the best I can possibly be, and making sure that I'm 110% mentally and physically prepared for the fight come Friday night.
And I suppose he's been looking at video footage of yourself as well, and a lot of tactical things there. You're trying to find a possible weakness maybe, and how much do you really study those videos?
To be honest, you know, I wouldn't be a big studier of videos. I like to just have, you know, because sometimes you can look into it too much. I like my coaches to study it more than me, because, you know, as a fighter, you can look into it too much and you can kind of get addicted to kind of looking at it. So I just have a brief glance at it, and, you know, you can really kind of suss them out anyway in the first time you watch it, you know. So watching it was good for me, but I let my coaches and my team around me take care of that and come back with the tactics, and we work on the tactics in the gym, and then we exploit them then in the fight.
Now, you said that this is going to be a hugely important year for you, but as always, you can really only take one step at a time.
Exactly, and that's the way I've been doing it from day one, and I think that's the only way to go, is, you know, just take it one fight at a time, 1 minute, one round at a time, because boxing, it can be a funny game, you know. So I have to get in there, I have to be 110% focused on this guy now on Friday night, and get in there and take care of business and let this man take nothing away from me.
Well, against Mark Christopher Adkins, you were taking the distance for the first time in your pro career. Can you see this one going the distance?
To be honest, you know, the way I have been training, I've been in training with Matthew Macklin over here in LA. He's came over for sparring, and Sebastian Halen, the world number one from the WBC. And, you know, I've been in sparring with these guys doing 10 rounds straight, and I'm going 8 rounds. Do you know what I mean? I'm 110% prepared. I'm ready to go the distance if it goes the distance. But as always, if I get the opportunity to take this guy out of there, I'm going to take him out of there for sure.
And just that step up in the distance and those extra rounds, you know, how much more demanding is that?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you yet. I'm trained for it. I'm prepared for it. You know, I've been doing it in the gym and everything like that. You know, so the demands in the gym have increased. I've worked on a great training camp back at home when I was at home as well to get prepared for this fight. You know, we've been stepping it up in sprinting sessions and fitness sessions, everything like that there. And then as soon as I came back to LA, I was straight into the ring, and I was doing 8 rounds, 10 rounds of sparring. And just, it's mainly mentally getting it into your head that you're fit and you're able to go the eight rounds. And that's what I've been doing, you know, and I've been doing it with some of the best middleweights in the world. So, you know, I've no worries in my head whatsoever. I'm prepared the best I can possibly be. I'm getting in there and I'm ready to take care of business.
If you are in a situation that you're going back to the corner after a tricky round or a round that you feel that you may have lost, mentally, how big is it of a challenge to get back out? Do you just sort of forget the previous round, or what goes through your head?
Well, you have to go back and you have to assess what went wrong. You know, you get a minute in between the rounds, and that's where the team comes into play. You know what I mean? If something's not going to plan, that's why there's always plan A, B, and C. You know, so we're getting in there with our game plan, and we're getting in there and we're confident that the game plan's going to work. If it doesn't, you know, I'm happy and I'm delighted that, you know, I can box inside, I can box on the back foot, I can move, everything like that, you know, so I have different plans and different attacks that I can approach, you know, so I have a lot of my armor and I'm ready for whatever situation I'm put into.
Now, a lot of these big fight nights, depending on how many bouts they're on, is it a distraction if you're not getting out there maybe at the time that you thought it was, if a fight's beforehand have lasted longer than expected, or maybe do things ever get brought forward if things are going quicker than expected?
Yeah, like, you know, it's anything like that that's run, you know, especially boxing, where fights are scheduled to go 10, 12 rounds and they might go one round if there's a knockout or something like that. That's part of the game, you know, and that just comes a second nature to me now because of all the fights that I've had as an amateur and all the fights that I've had now as a pro. You know, it's, you just have to stay prepared and, you know, be prepared to be in early or be prepared to be in later than expected. You know, you just have to stay ready in the change rooms. You have to stay focused. You have to stay determined. And then you have to, at the end of the day, you have to be mentally strong. And you can't let these wee things interfere in your game, interfere in your preparation or anything like that.
And for St. Patrick's Day, there was plenty of Irish support out there, and between Snapchat and whatever and social media, mixing with the fans, and they're going to play a big part as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's unbelievable, and it's a great way to show the support and show the Irish and represent the Irish out here in LA by showing them what we get up to. And, you know, to be honest, I was in the gym most of the day, but in the evening time I went down and, you know, chilled out and had a bit of fun with a few people over here and enjoyed St. Patrick's Day for a few hours, but I was back in my bed early and ready for training the next day again, you know, so you have to stay professional as well. I had a good time. I celebrated St. Patrick's Day, but in the back of my head I was always thinking this day next week it'll be really close.
And in terms of the media coverage for this fight and your own time with the media, and as you're getting more and more well-known out there and the record has continued, as we say, this is the 10th fight, how much time does that eat into your overall week, especially coming up to an event like this?
At the start, you know, it was a lot. It was something that I wasn't used to, but now I've been getting very used to it. I'm prepared for it, you know, getting closer to the fight. I'm prepared and I'm always thinking, okay, it's getting close to a fight now. There's going to be a lot more interviews, there's going to be a lot more TV, there's going to be a lot more of this. And to be honest, it's all about just mentally preparing yourself for it and working around it. And, you know, it's a full-time job at the end of the day as well. You have to get up in the morning. You know, you have to get into the gym, do your bit of training, and then when you come out of the gym, get your bit of rest, and then plan out your interviews and everything you have to do in that. And sometimes you even have to switch it about. You have to switch about your training with your interviews and everything like that. You know, it's all part of the game, because at the end of the day, boxing's a business too. professional boxing, and you need to have everything on check and everything on point, and it just becomes part of it, and you have to deal with it. And of course, at the start, it's a wee bit daunting, it's a wee bit different, it's a wee bit strange, but you know, I really enjoy it, and I really enjoy, especially with all the fans and the young kids, and seeing the smiles on their faces. You know, sometimes I think I get more out of it than they might actually do.